This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. In Texas, four medical centers serving veterans have some of the nation's worst wait times for new patients. In Dallas, it takes an average of 60 days. The North Texas VA is trying to cut back wait times by turning to doctors in private practice. Ever since Ralph Taylor joined the Navy, boating has been in his blood.
I love it. You can stick me out in the middle of the ocean, I'd love it.
Taylor takes a seat in his 24-foot pontoon boat parked in his Waxahachie driveway. 50 years ago, he was in the Western Pacific, just as Vietnam was heating up, working as a sonar technician.
You'd pick up a lot of things, whales, porpoise, the bottom.
After the Navy, Taylor returned home to Dalhart.
Dalhart, Texas, coldest town in Texas.
He didn't come 450 miles southeast to escape the chilly panhandle winters. He came for a liver transplant through the Dallas VA. Taylor's wife died in 99, so his daughters help him get to the hospital for appointments.
This VA down here is really modern. I mean, they take good care of you. They've just overwhelmed the system.
The VA North Texas system is the second busiest in the country. Last year, there were nearly 1.5 million outpatient visits. And although the majority of appointments are made in less than 30 days, new patients often wait a month, even 2 months, for a specialty care visit. So, years after his successful liver transplant, when Taylor started having trouble seeing, the VA turned to a private eye clinic, Dallas-based Key Whitman.
Now, I would say in the last 80, 90 days, we've had appointments for over 200 patients already.
Dr. Jeffrey Whitman enjoys listening to the veterans' stories and helping them get cataracts removed or glaucoma treated.
Either they're on medicines or their prescriptions have run out, and they need to be seen because this can steal away their vision forever, and you don't want to lose your vision just because you can't get an appointment.
Whitman says he can have patients in and treated within a week.
There's no reason why the veteran population shouldn't be able to take advantage of that.
That's part of what Congress is trying to do with a $16 billion VA overhaul bill the president just signed. Even before long wait lines for veterans made headlines, the North Texas VA was ramping up these kinds of private partnerships. The VA's Jennifer Purdy says more than 30 new vendors were added this year.
We've got to ensure that patients have a way to be seen and that their needs are met. So yeah, I think we will continue to expand and grow out in the community.
Finding new partners isn't always easy. Purdy says private practice doctors in some specialties, like endocrinology and psychiatry, haven't been able to fit veterans in. Part of the reason could be doctors often have to wait longer for VA payments. Dr. Whitman says that can be especially tough on smaller practices.
But I think that practices that know that they're able to need to raise their hands and volunteer. And it's a win-win. Because if we have excess capacity, you know, it's not completely altruistic. I get to stay busier.
By removing cataracts for veterans like Ralph Taylor.
Boy, am I glad it happened the way it did, because everything got taken care of, just like, you know, in line.
Before surgery, Taylor couldn't drive or fix his boat, and he definitely couldn't see detail like leaves on the cottonwood outside or stars in the clear night sky.
But I was out here the other night, and it was a full moon, and boy, just love Texas at times like that.
Taylor says help from the VA kept him from becoming, as he puts it, completely destitute. The VA hopes a little help from private doctors will keep veterans from waiting weeks or months for care. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.